goddesses and lovers of Jesus Christ. This is Respectfully
a Christian podcast, by the way.
Yes, we value Christ and we hate sex positivity.
Yeah, and apparently we are really sex negative.
Yeah, we're trad wives here.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy. And joining us today, very special guest.
So special.
Huge, great friend of the pod. I almost said huge friend of the pod. Sorry. he's recording an album October 7th at Wyckoff Terrace in Brooklyn, New York. So go to that. Give it up. Give it up. Clap inside your house.
Clap it up.
For Albert Kirchner.
Hey,
the king pig is
the
here.
The king pig, dude.
Albert is...
I am the warthog.
Albert's one of my favorite people to see out in the world.
Me too.
Anytime I see your glowing face, I'm like, what fucked up garbage is about to come out
it's
of you?
It's glowing because I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are drinking right now at 3 in the afternoon.
Hey, I dialed it down from what she offered me.
That's true.
It's not a jar of whiskey.
Yeah.
Andrea did offer you a jar of whiskey, but instead you got a tomato beer, and that's gross.
A nice breakfast beer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The smell is making me want to vomit. It's crazy.
Everything makes you want to vomit.
That's true.
You're always gagging and
I have
vomiting.
A weak constitution.
Albert's on my list of friends that I have to keep tabs on so he doesn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know?
If I like don't see Albert for a month, I have to like send him a message to make sure he's not like dead in his room.
Yeah.
So I used to do that a lot where I would just bunker down and hide and then get a lot of alarming messages. But now if you don't see me, I'm hanging out with my actual friends.
Wow.
I take mental health breaks from comedy because I fucking hate comedians and I like to, other than like five of them. And then I just go and hang out
Are
with my friends
in the five?
And have a nice time. One of you is.
Whoa. Get the fuck out of here. Hey.
No, it's me. I know it's me, you pig. You love me.
Girl. Wasn't there some women who followed you around for
yes,
like several
they
months?
Yes, we call them the piglets.
This is my favorite thing.
I think they'll probably be at the recording.
Didn't you ruin it by asking them about their nipple piercings?
No. We just got real fucked up. I went dancing one night.
Oh my God, wait. So who are the piglets? How did
the
they come into your life?
I did a show at Tip Top Bar.
Do they know they're called the piglets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't actively call people that. So yeah, I did a show at Tip Tap Bar and it was like going okay, but then I went and had a really good set and they liked me, so they started coming out to shows.
Are they hot girls?
They are hot girls.
Oh, I love that they're hot girls.
Very funny.
Do they have sex with you?
No. God, no. They have sex with tall men with good bodies. But they like laughing at me, and
I'll
take it.
Hell yeah, piglets.
Yeah.
Man, I love these ladies.
The piglets are doing a great service.
Day one, I had to be like, these aren't people that are going to have sex with you. You come to terms with that now. You're just happy to have hot fans, because now hot people will like your comedy.
Yeah. And everybody likes what hot people like.
Yes.
Yeah. So go to Albert's album recording. Maybe you can meet a hot little piglet. Oh,
so it's like a kind of a special.
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
It's like an old visual show about the adoption stuff.
Oh, my bad.
So I have like recording. I have a tape from the orphanage
what?
That my mom chose, and we're chopping it up Whoa. Into like a presentation that I'm going to use between my jokes and stuff.
So for those of you who don't know, Albert was adopted from Uzbekistan.
Nice.
My wife.
Yeah. I listen when you talk
he's from
because
Kazakhstan.
Your life is
he
full
shits
of...
on Uzbekistan.
Does
I saw
he?
That movie with my friends, and he's like, in Uzbekistan, those pieces of shit. And the whole theater looked at me and went,
Kazakh
piece of shit.
I mean, Albert is adopted and has the craziest origin story of all time, and I'm not gonna press it further, but
you'll have to go see his special.
Yeah.
I am telling the entire world about it, so it's not like it's a big secret.
It is amazing that you walk the earth.
I live like it.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn miracle I'm still alive. Might as well die today.
I remember Albert and I became friends because we, for some reason, just sat on the patio at Cobra Club and trauma dumped on each other.
Yeah.
And then Albert said, I think you're the only person who's had a worse life than mine.
That's beautiful.
And then we became pig besties.
Yeah. Oh. Hilarious. You always baffle me. Just two being fucking sober and staying up till 4 a.m. with everybody.
That's
like,
what
I'm
I
so
do.
I can't be alone
be
with my own thoughts.
Yeah.
Albert and I are just two pigs and shit rolling around, dude. It's awesome.
I mean, me and Lizzie talk. We do phone calls at like 3 a.m. We're both dead
sober. Yeah, we did it last
sober.
Night.
Wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we just put each other on speaker and go on people we hate's Instagram.
Yes.
That's way less healthy than just being fucked up.
Who says we're healthy?
Yeah, we never claim to be healthy. We just can't keep drinking or we'll die.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think if that's what you're doing with your time, it's okay. You're done. You've had enough time on this earth.
Hey, listen, what are you doing?
Okay? Yeah, what are you doing?
Trying
you
to die faster.
You go to the fucking beach one time and now you think you're better than me? Fucking relax. Oh, yeah.
I showed the whole world my body and they were indifferent.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a win.
Indifferent is good. They didn't like throw stuff at you.
Oh my God, I loved it.
I want all hot girl fans for you. I want you to have shows where like just fucking dimes come through. You kick out ugly men. Get your pig face out
of here.
Like,
I know we were bonding over the stuff I was saying, but y'all need to leave. Yeah. I have an image.
You're scaring the hoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Albert and the hoes.
Albert and the piglets.
Yeah.
The Warthog and the piglets.
Coming to HBO this fall.
I love it, dude.
The Warthog and the piglets. So we're gonna kick it off with a respectfully segment. Are we ready to rock?
Are we just gonna do this for the rest of the episode? We should have come in with tape on our nose.
It hurts. So
you don't have to press that hard. It's not supposed to hurt.
I feel so good.
just God gently lift.
Junkie, stop it.
Give me the pain. I'll get this is the, we'll get into the respectfully segment, but this is going to be the next. I always find some way to like get addicted to something or do something, some sort of self-harm thing.
Yeah.
The one that it's on my horizon now is I want to get like weird scarification all over my back.
Yeah, I don't know what you're on about that.
I want to get like
bat
wings.
Because you would hate it.
I know.
The second you got it, you'd hate it.
Ow. Why are you cutting me? Stop.
Like, I want,
but
like,
even the way it looks, like, she would hate it.
Yeah, it does look like shit.
I don't want tattoos, but I want to like take off my shirt and someone be like, whoa.
Oh, the other one you could do is they do like
boobs.
I'll
do that, yeah.
They do the inserts. So instead of scarring a pattern, you do like these little, I forget what
little silicone bumps.
Yeah, and you can like draw little raised patterns on yourself.
That's fun.
It still looks crazy, and that will help. That's what you want.
That's what I'm going for.
You want to look unwell with your shirt off.
Yeah, if you want to ruin your body, go for it. Nobody's fucking stopping you.
Thanks, buddies.
You're welcome.
All right, Lizzie, do you want to kick off the respectfully segment?
Well, this is actually Albert's respectfully segment. Okay. Albert brought this in for us.
Yes, he did. Albert, kick it one time.
Respectfully, if you ever...
What the hell?
Sorry.
If you ever bring up somebody having green text in a group chat, I feel like that's a good reason to never fuck with you as a person ever again.
Do you have an Android?
No, I have an iPhone. But anyone who has emotions towards phone brands is too stupid to ever talk to.
I guess I'm too stupid to ever talk to.
That makes two of us.
Thank you, Mike.
I fucking hate it.
Oh, you would. You fucking rich.
It's like, what do you like? Listen to a commercial and chose sides? It's so weird.
Also, yes, you can't call anyone a rich piece of shit. Fuck you. You are an elitist cunt, dude.
You know the neighbor I had to walk through to come do this podcast? It's been a nightmare.
I'm a rich piece of shit with an Android.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so.
And nobody made you do that.
They're better phones.
They're fine. They're all fine.
They're fine.
Having emotions about them, like, there are so many other things in life that actually matter, and it's crazy to me that that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are saying, like, I want to stop green text before ending world hunger. Like, I don't think it's, like, one or the other. I think I have room in my brain for both.
Do you, though, like... Because the thing that blows my mind is when people meet on dating apps and someone like unmatches with you or stops talking to you because of the
crazy,
green text.
But
crazy. I've done that.
But it does bother me. Oh, Mike, God. That's insane.
You're insane. And you're like, I'm so lonely. It's your fault.
So you're airing my business out now.
Yeah.
No, I think as a guy, I think that part of the reason that I am skeptical of green text is because I'm afraid of getting scammed.
I see. What if someone's on WhatsApp? Do you have an issue with that?
No.
You're losing a lot of money on WhatsApp.
I'm not going to talk to you if you say, I can't give you my phone number, but you can text me on WhatsApp.
No, yeah. You're out of here.
That's crazy.
You're losing a kidney on
your
that one.
Your entire family just moved here. You all live in one single bedroom apartment, and you're trying to get my riches from me.
Your riches?
Yeah, my many riches. Well, they don't know better. They're young on WhatsApp. They don't know I'm poor.
That's true.
That's like guys on TikTok who are like, women just want you for your money, but they're like filming it in a dorm room. It's like, what fucking
that's why
money
I'm so alone.
Women are going women are going up for high quality men. I'm like, you're
not
objectively low quality.
Yeah.
I saw a great one today. It's like women always want to take. They won't date like short, ugly, poor dudes. And they're like, well, do you date short, ugly, poor women? He's like, ew, why would I do that?
Ew, gross. Yeah. Stop.
Good point.
I have standards. Wait, so Mike doesn't want to get scammed. What if you're talking to this person and they have like social media that indicates they're not a scammer? Like, I think you can tell when someone's a bot.
it's just not worth it. Do you know how many people are on dating apps who have the blue thing that I can, that I feel like I can trust?
Okay, that's crazy.
Mike, you put your faith in the Apple, the brand, yeah. That cracks me up.
Mike, you are not helping our cause as people who are iPhone elitists.
I disagree.
Because you're talking fucking crazy over there.
I disagree.
I'm not going to unmatch someone if the text turns green, but I am going to be disappointed.
What? Wild.
Because wild to let it's so much more like it. Honestly, it's like aesthetically nicer.
Oh, you are. Oh my God. You're calling me an elitist?
And you can see when your text was delivered.
That breaks my heart.
You can figure out if someone blocked you.
Like a board of investors decided to make you think that, and then you did, and that's why it breaks my heart. Like, this
no,
is
you're
so
right. It's like, but also, can I tell you my other thing about it? Let's say I start dating a guy with an Android, and then I have to go through his phone. I don't know how. I don't know how to work that. Here's the thing.
Yeah, all of your reasons are like, I'm sad, and I want to be able to control people and not get hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you trying to tell me you're sad, and you don't want to control people and not get hurt?
Fair enough.
So really, you thinking
your
this...
glass house is crumbling around
fine,
you right now.
Fine.
So my point was that if you think that, I mean, it shows to a, like a bigger personality flaw, and yours is like, yeah, I have a bad personality.
Yes.
I'm going to go through your phone.
Right. Okay,
like,
fair. Okay, fair.
That makes sense. You own it, at least, I guess.
I actually have never gone through a guy's phone.
Until I don't believe that now.
I've never gone through a guy's phone, but I've been, you know, what if I have to? Until my current boyfriend, I did make him go through his phone in front of me.
Whoa.
I made him show me his phone and open everything.
Wow.
Do you have trust now? Now is trust there?
No, it's never going to end. Okay. Once you go through it, you're like, well, there could be other things.
I feel better.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah, see, this is why I'd just rather spend the time alone.
It's nuts. It's nuts that you've never gone through a phone.
I know. Well, because every time I've wanted to go through a phone, it's already too late. So I know whatever I see is just going to make me throw up.
Wait, why are you guys going through phones like that? It's nuts that she's never gone through a phone. How often have you done it?
I almost went through a phone one time and I stopped. Like, to your point, I was with a boyfriend who lived in LA. We talked about it previously in the pod, and he was being weird and erratic, and I was visiting him and I was like, what's happening? Like, he was like not fucking me. He was doing a bunch of cocaine in front of me. Okay. It was objectively a nightmare. And I was like, is he also just like cheating? You know, like so many bad things were happening at the same time. And I got up in the middle of the night, and I remember...
Nobody's ever gone through a phone not in the middle of the night.
Yes, yes. I got up...
It only happens in the... It's not,
nobody makes their morning coffee, sits in their breakfast nook, and goes through their boyfriend's phone.
Looking at a text, like, that is kind of a horny text.
I was holding it and standing in silence in the dark, and I went, this is not... bad relationship.
I do think it's different going through somebody's phone than doing what I did, where I was like, show me your phone.
Yeah.
But you don't have to give me your phone.
Yeah.
But like, show me what you're up to on that thing.
When you're in a bad...
Mine is so disappointing. It's all just Googling stuff about video games. Like, yeah. How do I find this thing? It'd be worse than finding out I was cheating.
Yeah, I was going to say that also would be a bummer. would give me the ick.
It's like, when you're going through someone's phone... Either it's the beginning of a relationship and you're insecure and you have trust issues.
Thank you.
Myself included. Or you're in a bad relationship and you know something's wrong.
See, your two things were connected, though. He wasn't fucking you and doing a bunch of cocaine. Well, probably because he was doing a bunch of cocaine and his dick died.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to tell you why I did it, but I know that fucking women in the comments are going to be like, your boyfriend's cheating on you. He's not, okay? But the reason I did it is because... He had LASIK eye surgery a few years ago, so he used to be like blind. So now when he texts like this.
Oh.
And that's how people text when they're cheating on you.
Oh yeah, they want you to actually.
So I was like, horse blinders on.
So I was like, what the fuck is on that phone?
Oh my god.
He was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, your phone is up against your fucking nose. What is on the phone? And then he showed it to me, and it was like, his only texts were like me, his friends, and his mom.
This is one of the phone moves that my fiance makes. All right. Texting. I come into the room.
I hate this.
Face down.
Why are you doing?
I respect that so much. God damn, I love it. He's like, fuck being on the phone. You're in the room. I'm here with you.
See, that's beautiful. Yeah, that is how insecure. I should take it.
Put it face up.
Put it face up.
No, because nothing worse than like
face up, ass out. That's the way we like to.
It'll kill a date for me if like someone, if I can see their notifications going off and them noticing it at all. I hate that shit.
Yeah,
put it away.
Just put it on Do Not Disturb. Face up.
Yeah,
the face down makes me so nervous.
Yeah,
or I've dated guys who like you pick up their phone and hand it to them and they like snatch it from you. Oh. And I'm like, what is gonna pop up?
That is a little more telling. That is
that's crazy.
Yeah,
I would say a lot of this was your trauma coming out, but that one seems a little shifty.
That well, my boyfriend doesn't do that. Other guys have done that.
There is one time where
he did do that before we were exclusive, and I was like, ew, dude, gross.
My boyfriend and I were in Berlin, and we were trying Ooh. To like get into a gangbang. So I was like talking to people from field and like trying to like screen for pigs to fuck. And we started like, I started like sexting, or not even sexting, but like exchanging nudes with a person, but like both of our nudes. And I was like, can you show me the nudes that you have on your phone and so that I can like pick one? And he wouldn't show them to me. And I lost my mind.
Yeah, I would lose my mind.
I'm like, what the fuck's on there? Are there recent pictures? Are there going to be nudes that I don't recognize that are from recent times?
Yeah.
This shit fucks my brain
up. That sounds so complicated. There's so much more stuff to dig through on his phone now. Like, well, these are nudes that were acceptably sent to him.
Yeah.
These are nudes that weren't supposed to be sent to him. And you have to figure out what the cheating is. That's exhausting.
Yeah. My boyfriend sent me a selfie the other day from like years ago, but it was like one that he clearly took to send to whatever girl he was dating at the time. And I was like, don't fucking send me this shit.
I think Lizzie's abusing her boyfriend.
I was like, I don't want to fucking... Yeah, maybe. Also, it's so funny that I'm like, I won't date you unless you have an iPhone, and my boyfriend right now doesn't have a phone.
You'd rather no phone than Android.
As of last night, he doesn't have a phone. So he made an Instagram account, and I'm his only follower so that he can text me from his computer.
This has to be great for you, though.
Yeah.
You can't cheat.
Lizzie's rendering.
Yeah, that's true. Anyone. Or he's lying and his phone works fine.
Oh, that would be... That's not even that good of a lie.
That was like my first thought.
That would be a really bad lie. I don't have a phone.
That was my first thought. I was like, what's up with that phone, dude?
That's the thing, though. It never ends with the suspicion.
I know.
I still am suspicious and I have no reason to be, but it's just, you know.
I have absolutely no reason to be. He's shown me his whole phone.
Yeah. Do you send nudes, Pig?
I think the greatest bliss of my life is when I realized that most women would rather just send and not receive, and I love that.
Great. Yeah, a dick pic does nothing for me.
Really?
Now,
love it.
Now, a sound on cum shot video, that does a lot for me.
Wow, sound on.
Sound on. And I know, clip this. I know bitches in the comments are going to agree with me. Sound on cum shot videos. That's what we want. I don't give a fuck about a still photo of your dick. I can see a dick whenever I leave my house. Okay.
You like knowing that you had an emotional impact on the day.
Send me a sound on cum shot video. Say my fucking name.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's personalized.
Oh,
mispronounce
my God.
Your name.
Yeah. Say some other bitch.
Say the wrong name.
Yeah. That's like how I like send guys nudes that I like sent the other guys.
Of
before.
Course. The canon.
And I realize that I have like my nails are different in them. And I'm like, fuck, he's going to notice.
See, I always just assume
notice.
That you like take a moment to make a good one and then you just send that out for the next few years until you change too much.
Yeah.
To on it.
Well, this.
Never
kind
judging
of
it too harshly.
Works perfectly with something that we would like to discuss.
Yeah. Oh, in our next segment.
Oh my God.
I will say this really quickly about the perfectly thing. When I first started talking to my boyfriend, I sent him a picture of my boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then like we were fake as a bit fighting. So as a joke, he was like, keep talking like that and I'll send your nudes to my group chat. And I was like, you mean the best pictures of me?
Yeah, sure.
Send them, dude. Yeah. I would make that my profile picture if it was allowed.
Yeah.
The greatest photo of my tits ever taken.
Yeah.
I would love, if you have that, leak it, okay? I want it out there.
Just don't leak the Hagrid ones where you catch you off guard.
Oh, yeah. Don't leak the ones you took of me. That sucks.
I like how the light's hitting you, your face this morning.
Yeah, I told him he could take a picture of my asshole as long as I never see it.
Wow.
That's none of my business what that thing looks like. You fucking, that's all you, babe.
None
what
of my business.
What if he has notes?
If he has notes, then he can fucking... You can leave.
Pay to get it bleached if you have such a fucking weird fixation.
He said it's really pink.
Oh, God.
He has to say that.
Yeah.
That means nothing.
So? I told him I use wipes when I poop, and he said he could tell.
Oh, that's shitty. Don't use wipes. Come on.
Yeah.
Get a bidet. Wipes are terrible. They destroy infrastructure.
First of all, I throw them in the trash. Second of all, sometimes I do flush them, but that's not my fucking building, and fuck my landlord. All
right, fair enough.
Just because you worked in shit doesn't mean you're the shit expert, pig.
I didn't work in shit. I'm just, I know
didn't
if something
work in
says,
shit?
Yeah. No, I worked in gas and other plumbing. There's a lot of other plumbing in the world.
Oh,
I just
mostly
think,
water.
I just think of you as New York City's shit czar.
No, that was just a personal interest. That wasn't my job.
It's like,
what's up with that Berg down there?
We got a shit issue on 5th and 7th. And then
Albert shows up like when arsonists show up to a fire, they said.
Wow, this is a big mess. Huh? Yeah. Someone did a really bad job, a really naughty job here.
Somebody was a naughty boy.
It's just crazy to me that you can write the word flushable on something that shows up wet. So it lets you know it's never going to disintegrate. If it shows up wet and it's still sturdy, it's never, nothing's going to happen to it. It's going to stay like that.
Wow, this guy
forever.
Is a poop expert.
Don't pretend you don't eat the shit wipes. Don't lie to my
just
face.
Just because you swallow the shit wipes doesn't make me the bad guy.
It just means it's crazy how many people are stupid. It's so baffling to me. Like, there's a company that does really well just because they put the word dude on them. They're just called dude wipes. They're the same thing. And they did great. And I'm like, are we really that dumb?
This yes.
Baffling. We're
the
fucked.
The first guy who ever asked me to put my finger in his butthole used dude wipes.
Wow.
And then he, I
saw
them.
Get a bidet. It's fucking awesome.
I saw them on his toilet. I was like 16, 18, whatever, young. Mm-hmm. I saw them on his toilet and I was like, I think this guy's going to ask me to put a finger in his asshole. And then like later, a few days later, we were texting and I was like, is there anything you like want to do that we haven't done yet? And he's like, I want you to put a finger in my asshole. And then I didn't respond because I'd never done that before. And then he sent me a photo of his open asshole. With the words I maintain underneath.
That's what she's nervous about, right? It's the cleanliness of it.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure he follows me on Instagram, so I remember your asshole, and now that I've seen a bunch of them, it was a fucking good asshole.
Yeah, there is a good one and a bad one.
It was so clean and bare.
Oh, pig, I bet your asshole's a nightmare.
I bet your asshole's a
nightmare.
I have
the cleanest
nightmare.
Asshole of any person in any room. I have a good bidet. I take care of that.
I doubt
fucker.
It.
It's the only clean part of me.
Mike doubts you.
See, people think I have a dirty asshole because of the rest of me,
yes.
But I'm telling you, that is the cleanest part of
me. I actually believe you because I fuck guys who look like you, and they always have a clean asshole.
Because it sucks having a dirty asshole.
Yeah.
Used to be a toilet paper commercial about confidence, how confident you were based on how clean your asshole was.
No, that is real.
Very clean asshole.
Yeah. If you have like an itchy asshole, it ruins your whole vibe.
Yeah. No, it's bad. It's rancid. Yeah.
I can tell you like which bidet to get.
Which bidet should I get?
Okay.
Actually, this isn't sponsored. Tell me off air.
Yeah. What a
well, I won't even say brands. All right. If you go so and you're like under $700, you're basically going
for
temperature
bidets
versus
$700.
Those are the ones you really want. You get everything. You get the temperature that's instant, you get the high pressure that you want. Underneath that, you're choosing pretty much pressure or temperature, and temperature at that point is just not really worth
it. If you had to choose, would you choose pressure or temperature?
Easily pressure.
Pressure. 100% pressure.
Every day. I spent hours on the toilet now because I don't want to leave.
I want to feel like it's going to come out of my mouth.
You know, it's going to come out of your mouth. You're going to spit it into Albert's mouth.
I want to be a little shit fountain.
It's wild. It's wild how many people think I have a dirty asshole who also don't know the flushable wipes don't dissolve. I'm like, I'm telling you.
I don't give a fuck about them dissolving. My asshole is clean.
Yeah.
But it's like if I come up here with all these facts about dirty assholes and like how to clean them, then I probably have a clean asshole.
Hey, I said that I believe you.
I believe you.
I
believe that you have.
I
believe
that
you
have a lot.
I believe you.
I believe that you have a very clean asshole.
There is a guy who was dating my friend who clearly felt some sort of way about me because like kind of unprovoked, he was like, "You seem like you take big dumps." I was like, "What?"
That's
just,
not good.
Just say you
pretty funny.
Say
though.
You don't care for me.
That's a nicer way to talk to me like that.
Just say I'm a little too loud
that's
for your
so
liking.
Funny.
Yeah. You look like you take big dumps.
I was like, I would have my feelings hurt, and I do take big dumps.
Yeah, you take big mulchy dumps.
Oh
yeah.
My God, they're brutal. Because
you drink all the time.
Your intestines are
also my food is just garbage.
Yeah, your dumps are mud.
Yeah.
They got some concern. I eat fruit and veggies, just along with a bunch of other bullshit.
Oh, God.
The ropey.
Ugh. All right, so let's take a little break, and then we're going to come back and take a departure from dumps.
And talk about Andrea and I's dumps, which are just glitter and flowers.
So cute. See you soon. All right, we're back. I mean, we can't resist talking about poop with Albert, but we do have to move on because we can't have an hour-long poop
Please,
discussion.
For the love of God.
Mike, Listen, I'm an artist, okay? And I'm talking about poop.
We're talking about the Ukraine war.
Yeah, absolutely not.
The Wagner guy got assassinated.
Yeah, that was cool. We didn't bring a pig on this podcast to not play in shit, okay? Yeah.
So we have Albert said probably one of the most shocking and truthful.
This was also like one of the first times we really hung out with Albert.
It was incredible. I was I love this person.
Pete's Candy Store.
Yeah, can we reenact this whole situation?
Because
what happened was we were at Pete's Candy Store. And Andrea and I were sitting at the bar loudly talking shit, mm-hmm. as we're known to do. Mm-hmm. And Albert came over and said, "What are you two crows talking about?" He may have said squawking about. Yeah. I don't know.
Amazing.
He called us crows, which is so accurate and mean.
Yeah.
And we do go to comedy shows and just squawk like crows together in a corner.
Yep.
And then we called Albert a pig because, mm-hmm. come on.
He's a shit star.
And then Albert said something devastating to you. Oh, you said, "I know you paid for my nudes."
Yeah, because I was trying to like dunk on you.
Yeah.
You were trying to dunk on me. And I was like, "Well, you paid money to see my fucking ass and tits, you loser."
And then what did you say?
I said, "The free ones were better."
Bodied.
Kill shot, dude.
Albert was like, "Your thirst traps on Instagram are objectively better."
Dude, Albert said, like, "Your nudes left a lot to be desired."
And, like, this was...
Oh, that's what he said. They weren't worth $15.
Incredibly
Sometimes
hurtful.
You gotta support a struggling friend, you know?
Dude, like, during the, everyone
I have a lot of bad art in my apartment.
Everyone had a really bad moment during the pandemic. I think mine was free market selling my nudes to...
Yeah, mine was when I went to rehab.
Yeah, yeah. We weren't doing
Yours
great.
Is lame.
Yeah. I was selling my nudes like direct to consumer. I wasn't even doing OnlyFans. I was just like having my male friends Venmo me and then giving them a Dropbox link. And I mean, no one gave me feedback.
Except for Albert.
And I have the nudes in question here. And I gotta know, we're gonna go nude by nude. And you're gonna tell me.
I only got one.
You only got one. Did I make you pay $15 for one nude?
I don't remember. I don't know if I looked at the rest after that first one.
Woof.
Dude, I kind of got a good percentage of the New York comedy community stimulus checks with that drop, which was kind of fun.
I mean, I just bought like a $1,200 gaming computer. I was throwing money out left
I mean,
and right.
Also, they were only $15. Yeah. They weren't like people's whole stimulus check.
And with the amount of free porn I've looked at, I feel like I owe somebody some money.
Thanks, buddy.
That's nice.
I mean, there was one person who offered to buy them, and I just said, and he Venmo'd me, and I said no, and Venmo'd him back. I was like, "I hate you so much."
Yeah, I would kill myself.
I don't remember who that was. You'll have to tell me.
Yeah, it was someone I don't think you know very
That'd
well.
That'd be it. I'd end it after that. And I'm like, I don't know what I've done to be treated like this in the world, but I'm fucked. I gotta go.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy when women are like, "I don't even want you looking at this."
Not even for money. Get the fuck away from me.
And she wasn't even like, "Oh, I feel like I'm gonna run into you, so it's awkward." She was like, "No."
Yeah, you knew you were gonna run into a bunch of us.
Yeah, I was like, "I hate you. And I'm sending this back. I'll send it back with interest. I'll pay you to never talk to me again."
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I wrote it like in the comments so everyone could see it in the Venmo section. Just
you were
like,
off your shit in the pandemic.
Shit.
Yeah, having that be public notes on Venmo is pretty wild.
I mean, you were like posting screenshots of stuff guys would send you, which like for the most part was good, but then sometimes it would be like not that bad and pretty vulnerable. And I'd be like, "I don't know. I think you should delete this."
There was one of me in a G-string wearing leather boots, like twerking alone in my apartment. And it was like, she is so not okay.
Yeah, it was bad.
But I wonder if that's the one that got me. The whole experience felt like when you see like a shirt on an Instagram ad, and you're like, "That shirt looks sick." So you buy it and it's just like a shitty piece of shit when it shows up. And that's why I felt like, man, the ad was better. They get you.
Your nudes were a shitty piece of shit. Dude, you have wish.com nudes. That sucks.
Oh my God.
They bought someone else's shirt that looked kind of like it that was good for the ad, and then they just sold you like the real ones that they made.
Yeah.
This is my body, Albert.
I paid for it. I get to have an opinion.
All right, all right.
He owns your body now. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, God.
I own my opinion on one part of her body.
You have to get Albert's name tattooed on you.
The New York City comedy community all has like a group share of my body.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's like a horrible GoFundMe. All right. I'm going to bring up the first nude and we're going to discuss it. And you're going to tell me what's so fucking bad about it. Are you ready?
All right. Let's okay. do it.
We're doing number one. Can I show it? Should I show it to the camera?
No, no. It'll get taken down.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
Okay. All right. So it's just for the listening audience / I can't show this. It's me wearing leather boots and a G-string, and I'm doing the squat. You know those like squat poses that
Yeah, the over the shoulder squat pose.
Yeah, but yeah. You're goofing it because this is an ass pic and you're smashing half your ass out of the picture. But you're supposed to be highlighting the cheeks, not hiding
good,
the
that
cheeks.
That is a
yeah,
good point.
Yeah, you're right.
You are squishing half your ass out of the picture.
But is the squishing not a thing in its own?
No, if you do the ass thing, you're supposed to glorify the ass, not hide the ass.
Okay.
And I think that was the big thing. You were really pumping a lot of ass on the gram. And then when you sent nudes, there was a bunch of pictures like that where you're like, oh, she's failing the concept of showing ass.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't like that's fair. I have this nuanced of opinion about this. This is really worrisome for me. I think I'm going to go home and never leave my ass again.
That is fair. It is only like half your ass.
It is half, yeah. You're
and
right.
Like a tasteful amount of side boob. But like you could see that in a certain dress.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. Fair enough. I am that's a very fair critique. Okay. Yeah. This is number two. And for description, it's me lying belly for are you
Sorry. Yeah, do you have you like figuring out these poses at home?
You're such a bitch.
This is so embarrassing for you.
And I have like bedroom eyes in these.
the frog leg is so I'm so sorry, but one of your legs is like when you're swimming underwater.
When you took these, did you think this was going to happen someday? They're going to be very publicly critiqued.
like the thing is, it's funny because like you look amazing. You have an amazing body. But this is what I always say. Like, you know how I said before, like you can send my nudes in a group chat?
Yeah, yeah.
You can send the ones without my face in them. Not because I'm embarrassed. You can tell it's me. I have tattoos.
Yeah.
But I want my face not to be in them because I don't want like this face. Yeah, like going out into the world, that's so embarrassing.
The bedroom eyes, it's hard to look at the bedroom eyes now.
Like, it's even caught look. Up in like the strategizing behind
Can we
it.
Zoom in on your face and show it to the camera?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll zoom even further.
Yeah, that's an Andrea.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels like I'm trying to be artsy. Albert, what's wrong with this
one? That
one's
not really a nude. That's just a picture you can put on Instagram.
Yeah.
I tried to put it on Instagram.
What's
and it
going
got
on in the picture?
Taken down. It's me lying face down. My tit is like hanging over the bed. Like I'm kind of like half on half
off. It's all side profile.
Yeah, it's a full side prof. And it does have kind of like a frog leg where it's like dangling, but
it has a frog leg situation.
Yeah. I've seen people get away with worse on the gram. I think that's just how many spiteful dudes follow you.
Yeah.
If it's taken down or not.
Yeah, this is more a picture of your bedroom than anything else.
So the critiques are that I'm like not
so that
really
first one is the one I remember critiquing. That's the one I was roasting you for.
Okay. I'm gonna
the others I don't really even remember. I've looked at so much porn since then. It's just out of my head.
Okay. What kind of porn do you watch?
It really changes on the mood.
What's your favorite?
I don't know. Not your business. God
come
damn.
On.
Not your fucking business.
Give me one.
We are
give
looking
you one
and
right,
laughing right. at my
like,
nudes right now. How
like
dare you?
Lesbians with age gaps.
Oh, me too.
Me too.
It's nice.
It's
look
nice.
Look at us. We all like lesbians with age gaps.
Just generations bonding over scissoring.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous. Are we talking?
Not scissoring. Scissoring is just the most joyless. And I'm like, also, I know that it like
no,
really
you're
is
wrong.
Nothing.
You're
it
wrong. Scissoring is incredible.
You're wrong. Scissoring
rules. Scissoring is incredible.
I truly hate it. It seems like just a porn thing and it just
it's
does
not.
Nothing for
I'm
me.
Telling you it's not.
It's awesome.
You're
it's
the
incredible.
First people I've ever heard that it isn't trash.
People are lying.
The trick is like.
How much scissoring talk is there? People talking about scissoring all the time?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like telling us we were doing too much scissoring.
No, I'm
like,
asking
just
like
started.
How much
it's not like there's a ton
how often
of
are you in
talk?
Conversations
just,
about it?
It's just one of the things brought up in like something that happens maybe in porn that is not actually fun at all in real life.
Here's the thing about scissoring in real life is in porn it's pussy to pussy.
Yeah.
In real life it's pussy to thigh.
Yeah. Oh.
On both sides.
Bumping and grinding.
And it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Because okay. you can just like hump a thigh until you come.
That's 100% what it is.
And like as a woman, like if you fuck men, you don't get to do stuff like that a lot. Like usually you're like getting humped.
Yeah.
Even if you're on top, like you can't really like get in a position yeah. where you're
if
like
if you do that, you're gonna be picking thigh hairs out for weeks.
Right. Yeah. yeah. And like also like some guy doesn't want you to like hump his leg while yeah. his dick's right there.
It's a know? Surface area game too. Yeah, you can yeah. really spread the wings out and get in there. You
yeah,
know?
You gotta spread the wings. You yeah. gotta spread your wings and fly, dude.
I hate that so much.
I believe I
goddamn
can fly.
Goddamn predators.
I believe I can
touch the thigh.
Oh, nice. All right.
Oh, come on. What is this? The best podcast ever?
It is.
It's sure.
hey.
Hey.
Hey, you don't come for our nudes and our podcast.
Yeah, I'll see
we're
if I can.
Showing you naked pictures and admitting to lesbian age gap porn. This yeah. is this.
It still
if
makes
this
me feel
isn't your
nothing.
Favorite podcast, you're something's wrong with
something's
you.
Wrong with you. What do you listen to? Fucking Armchair Expert.
I don't
know. This is the greatest podcast ever.
I only listen to Barstool. Yeah. Anything Barstool, I'm into
Saturdays
it.
Saturdays for the boys. Well, weekdays are for scissoring and spreading labia.
That's right, baby. Yeah. That's a weird.
Hell yeah. Weekdays are way better than yes. Saturdays.
Wednesday feels like lesbian day.
Yeah.
Is that just because I live in Brooklyn and I've into the woods?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, I used to live next door to the woods. Great lesbian hang.
Lesbian night at the woods. Check it out, dude.
Fucking chaotic.
Oh my god. Exciting. You want to rub your thigh? You want to rub your pussy on a thigh? Go to the That's woods so on a Wednesday.
I used to go to a lesbian bar in Seattle, and everyone would be thinking about that, but I'd be over there like, they have the best tater tots in the neighborhood. That's so
oh,
fucking
yeah.
good.
I bet... Dude, I bet a lesbian makes the shit out of a tater tot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking a little bit older, a little grizzlied.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to see her work her way around a buffalo wing. I yeah. bet she can
oh
throw
my
down.
God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Scissoring a buffalo wing.
I
Come
think
on.
I could be accepted. I think I could be accepted as a regular lesbian bar if they had good fried food.
100%.
Yeah, I think you could get in there.
I think the lesbian community would welcome you because you're kind of like a...
Butch.
You're butch, yeah.
You're like kind of butch.
You're a butch les.
No one's ever called me that in a way that's actually a slam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, are you masculine? No, you're like a butch lesbian.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you're like soft.
We have to get revenge on you for saying my nudes are embarrassing.
You're like manufactured hard. Yeah.
Yeah. But also I feel like you really ride the line of like, you don't pretend that you don't find women sexual, but you're not, somehow you're not creepy about it.
Yeah.
Like you'll like walk up to women and be like, and I'm not saying you do this, but you'll like walk up to women and be like, what's up? Nice titties. Good to see ya. And there's something about it where you're like,
yeah,
that's nice.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like most
it's
of the time
nice
I can pull that
off.
It's
nice when Albert does it.
It is nice when Albert does it. It's not nice when he fucking calls my nudes trash.
It's, kind of, it's pretty fun, though.
It is fun. Let's bring
to be
it
fair,
the third
it came
one.
Up because you were assaulting me.
Yeah, well.
I was defending myself. I gotta.
All right, so nude number three. God, the face is really tough.
Yeah.
So this nude number three, I'm holding like a choke chain.
Oh, I know this one.
And like, I'm like leaning forward.
I got these for free, by the way.
You get every nude for free.
Cool.
And yeah. let's just
nice.
Say, I am.
I'm in the inner circle.
I'm getting better, right?
Yeah, I would say you're getting better.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like doing a come hither face. Here's this nude.
That's the worst one. That's easily
the worst,
one.
Yeah.
Your leg being out front and how weirdly folded up you are is really freaking me out.
The problem with this is it's
everything's
like,
folded weird, and I see that now.
The problem with this one is it's like all face.
I have a beautiful face.
I know, but nobody's paying for your... No offense. But
also,
if someone wants to jerk off to your face, they can go to
yeah,
your Instagram
yeah,
and jerk off to
your face. That's where all these interactions
face.
Start is from your Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, I got enough of your goddamn face.
Yeah, the folding is interesting on this one.
It makes my bones hurt. I know if I try to sit in that pose, I wouldn't be able to walk for 2 days.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think this face is giving come hither. I think it's kind of giving fuck off.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have
fuck
a,
you, I can do it myself.
I have a Fansly, and like when you do...
It's kind of sad.
It is sad. All the
You
all
look
the,
pretty sad.
I look very... I
have to walk myself on my own leash.
I've kind of like my Fansly.
You're like a puppy whose owner died.
My Fansly is like sad girl porn for sure.
Yeah.
Cause I'm kind of goth looking. And also, I'm sad. I'm a sad lady. I'm selling
right.
my nudes to my acquaintances during
yeah,
a pandemic.
Not a happy
yeah, that's
kind of happy.
That's not happy.
Yeah. And I'm folded around like a pretzel. Oh, okay. Here's the final one. This one I'm like the most humiliated by. Oh, all right. here we go, because it's gash. The gash is not out, but you can see the edges of the gash.
Yeah, whatever. That's a bathing suit in some cultures.
Yeah. All right, here we go. This is full.
Oh, God, no. No, that's the worst one.
So, again, it's me sitting on the edge of the bed, legs spread out. It's like I'm presenting my...
I know what the problem
cock.
With all of these is.
Yeah.
You tried to be too artistic with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Just get naked and take a picture.
Also, the pose and faces of someone who's about to have sex with someone they don't want to have sex with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so in high school, one of our friends, he's like, you guys want to see something crazy? And he found, back when it were Polaroids, his sister's nude.
Oh, my God.
Which is insane, right? That itself is already horrifying.
That's crazy. Very
but
bad.
It was that exact pose, but fully naked, and... I've never seen a room full of people like, yeah, I want to see what she looks like naked, and just get so sad immediately.
Yeah.
It's so such a bummer.
Yeah, it's giving like you were sex trafficked.
Yeah. But I'm sex trafficking myself because I have no money.
If that was a webcam and you spoke in a European accent, I would have to close it and move on.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're such a feminist.
Yeah, you're such a feminist. I mean, I'm also like... You'd say that I was being sex trafficked, but I'm like 32.
Right.
And so that's also another kind of sad. I'm like 32 and trying to break into a young man's game.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Absolutely.
Are those your mom's panties?
Those are my mom's panties.
Oh, it's even worse.
Yes.
Wow. The fact that...
I hate you.
The fact that happened at all...
Like you as a person.
The fact that happened at all, and also the fact that I recognize them, both of those things are fucking crazy.
It's crazy. Dog.
That's as bad as him showing me his sister's nude.
Yeah.
Andrea took her mom's sexy panties and took nudes in them and sold them to comedians.
I'm so sad now. Yeah. I came here to be the sad comic relief for you guys. You bummed me out.
So. Yeah. We're sad. We're a sad story.
We're a sad bunch.
Yeah.
I love it, though. I love it. This is so real. That's the most real moment I've had in so long.
Yeah.
Lizzie asking me.
I'm really glad I realized that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's so fucked up. Your friendship is wild.
It is.
You know what her mom's panties look like?
We have one boundary, and it's we don't look at each other's pussies.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
But close. You get real close.
Unless it's a medical crisis.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
You need one person you can look at before you have to go show a doctor and they laugh at you.
Exactly. Yeah.
You thought that was a problem? No, you just have a weird pussy.
Yeah.
Get out there with those flaps and scissor, my friend.
Yeah, spread your wings.
Yeah.
All I can think of is the predator face every time. You do that.
Wait, is that not what your pussy looks like?
My pussy's an outie.
Well, predator face pussy?
Nobody knows what my pussy looks like because I cover it with my mom's panties.
Yeah, that's something worse.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll fucking close this bitch up. We into that?
Yeah.
All right.
Welcome back to Respectfully. We have one more fun Respectfully segment to do with our special friend Albert, the pig.
King.
I am special. Hell yeah.
Yeah, you are. You're a special friend.
One of a kind.
Yeah.
Great job on the podcast.
Really good job on the podcast.
You did a good job.
We're really proud of you.
You guys are using right now.
The mics are not on.
Hey, can you guys pretend to have Albert on your podcast? I can't watch him for an hour. I need to send him somewhere.
A daycare. All right.
What is a podcast if not daycare for comedians?
Yeah.
This one, I have a real. I fucking hate. Old people, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I hate old people who act like they're somehow in charge of you.
Yes.
Just because they're older than you. Like old people who talk to you like you're a fucking child.
Yeah.
Just because they're old. Fuck off.
I know.
Dude.
Yeah.
This is what happened to me recently. I was in Penn Station, the new one.
Yeah.
Brag. Mm. That's just where I was taking a fucking train to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
End of brag.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was my point.
I was at a Panera, Mike over there with his iPhone taking Amtrak like a fucking queen.
Yeah, I mean, it was an Amtrak.
Sorry, some of us are selling our nudes and using Androids.
It was an Amtrak, by the way, Mike.
Okay. All right.
There's nice things in Philadelphia, like two. So I was taking Amtrak to Philadelphia. And, you know, like, if you go to most train stations, basically what happens is everybody, like, hovers around the track where they think their train is going to be.
Yeah.
And then they announce the track and everybody forms a line.
It's like a Hunger Games.
Yeah. But you do form a line at the end. So we were in the line stage of the boarding the train process.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody had just, like, run into the line and it formed. And this one lady was late. And instead of going to the back of the line, she was trying to cut in.
Oh, old in people, front of people love cutting
did
lines.
Pop off?
She was like 70.
Mm-hmm.
Albert, did I pop off? She's like trying to cut in and everybody's just kind of like politely boxing her out.
Yeah.
So she'll like go down a little more and try to cut in. Nobody's letting her in. And then she tries to cut in front of me. And I was like, hey, this is a line. You got to go to the back of the line. And she goes, well, I need to get on the train because so I and she's stuttering. And I looked at this old lady and I went, me, 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 me. And I watched her brain melt out of her ears, you know? And then I had like a killer moment where she said, who do you think you are to talk to me that way? And that's what sets me off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I am also an adult who paid for a train ticket.
Yeah.
That's who the fuck I think I am.
Yeah.
I'm not a child.
Yeah.
I can talk to you however the fuck I want. We're both adults in society and you're being rude. You're breaking the rules. Who the fuck do you think you are?
That's what you could have said instead of going,
I had already done that. Listen. So she says, who the fuck do you think you are to talk to me that way? And I said, someone who got in line before you.
Fuck yeah.
And the people around me laughed. And I was like, let's go, dude.
Damn.
I'm the queen of Philadelphia.
Let's kill this old lady now.
We should have all killed that old lady.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to get a bunch of ageism shit on this because this is just a regular piece of shit thing.
Yeah.
This is just somebody cutting a line that you yelled at. I don't get the part of it that makes it like about her.
I think
her
it's
being
the
old.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Like she was talking to me like I'm a child.
They
you know what I mean?
They're always scolding you.
They're always scolding you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. Do you disagree?
No, I just feel like. I was like so ready on board to be like, yeah, this is gonna be ageist at all. Now the way you guys are talking about it, I'm like, I'm going back. I'm going back on that a bit. They're always doing this, these fucking old pieces of shit.
Well, they are.
They are, okay.
It's like old rich people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've survived this long, so they think that they own the place. And it's like, you don't own the place.
And again, I really think there's a thing where, like, she probably has a kid who's my age.
Yeah.
So she's talking to me like I'm a kid.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Do you guys feel any of this growing in you where, like, you see someone younger than you and you can feel yourself lose respect for them?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. That's what this is.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, but
it's just
I
like
don't
continuing
talk,
to do it.
But I don't talk to them like I don't ever
so
talk
I
to them.
See this and I'm like, oh shit, I have to keep that under wraps so I'm never going to be this piece of shit who's actively like being a problem to other people because of that.
I talk to 8-year-olds like I respect them.
That's too low.
Yeah.
They don't deserve it. They haven't earned it yet.
Yeah, but somebody has to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being a kid sucks.
Yeah. I talk to kids like. Not fully adults, but I'm like...
Yeah, I don't, like, show them your nudes.
Yeah.
Look, it's my mom's underwear.
This is a sad lady for reference.
You could be like this one day.
Yeah.
Don't.
You know what old people give the most attitude, I find, is the bus. Because old people run the bus.
Yeah.
And they feel like they have territory on it. And it's like...
In New York, it makes sense. Like, take the train, you young piece of shit. Come on. Give us our one space we have.
Sometimes you have to take the bus.
All right. This is not going to sound good. If you are an old and you're still
you
on
can't
the
say
bus,
an old.
If you're an old and you're still on the bus, you fucked up in your life.
All right. That's where you lose me. That is where you lose me.
All right. Or
in New York, that's not true.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so
fair.
Many people in New York just never drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I guess
so. You got to take a bus.
It's kind of, it falls into the same category for me of people who give advice who have an objectively bad life.
Yeah.
And I'm
like, this is wild to me because people grow up here. And their goal is to just live and have a life here. But then we all move here with this, I'm going to build my fucking empire on your back. So now we're judging them for not having to try and build their empire and living a regular life. Like, you piece of shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm the reason your rent's high. Why aren't you trying to fight harder to own that building over there?
Yeah.
No,
fair.
I think old people on the bus are fine. I think this lady on this train who thinks she's fucking better than everybody is being a piece of shit. Get in the back of the line.
Well, the old people on the bus always go like, like that's what
they're coughing.
Life is mostly phlegm from here on out.
Yeah, I know. I get they give toot about you taking up space. And I'm always letting them sit. Like I am not being an asshole to them and they're getting cagey.
You do take up a lot of space though. You always have 4 bags.
Wow.
It's not about your body. You always have 4 bags.
There's
you
a genre
know
of
that.
Woman who shows up to everywhere she's going with just a cartoon. cartoonish amount of bags.
And that's you, dude.
This feels personal.
You have a lot of bags.
All right. I'm a piece of shit.
I want to agree with you so bad, but you did lose me on the bus.
My friend Kristen, who's producing my thing, she's a bag lady. She shows up with like 5-6 bags.
Yeah.
I was having a really good tape at Over the Eight once, and right in the middle of an awesome set, Hannah Boone shows up with like 15 bags right in front of the camera, and it ruined the whole thing. Bag people.
Yeah.
I'm a bag person. You are right.
You're a bag person.
I hope it's not like too close to talking shop, but when I started, I was 21, and my friends and I were about 21, and the dudes in Seattle who were older kept trying to be our dads. But they had also visually accomplished nothing.
That's what I'm saying. That's a good example of what you're trying to get at.
I'm just not giving the right example.
It made me like more conscious of like, now when I talk to younger comics, even if I don't think they're funny yet, I try really hard to not be like, well, I'll show you how it's done.
I try really hard to not give them advice.
Because
it's like, it's coming from a place of like, I want to make this easier for you.
Yeah.
But it sounds so fucking condescending. One time an older comedian was giving me advice, and as he was telling me what to do with my career, he picked up half a cigarette off the ground and lit it.
And that's the perfect story to calculate. You're just gonna make yourself look like a fucking idiot if you try too quickly to tell people how to do stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess that's more my point, is that like, that to give sage advice, you have to be in a place where I respect what you have to say.
I'm just talking about people who are condescending based on age alone.
Yeah.
Like, I have another one where I was like at a theater. I was seeing a play at a theater. Who is she? On Broadway.
iPhone user.
But I'm also garbage, so I bought peanut M&Ms before I went in.
Fuck yeah.
And so I'm like sitting there eating my peanut M&Ms. The play hasn't started yet. And then the play starts, like the lights go down. The play actually, no one's spoken a line yet, but the lights go down. So I go to put the peanut M&Ms in my purse because I'm like, I don't want this crinkly making noise while
you're doing it right.
I'm doing everything right. So I'm putting it in my purse, and it makes crinkle noises while I'm putting it in my purse. And this fucking old fuck in front of me turns around and goes, at this volume, goes, it's very loud.
Oh. He's been waiting so long. Like, as soon as this starts, I can finally yell at her.
I will kick your teeth into your head, you old fuck. I paid just as much as you to be in this fucking theater. Fuck you.
Yeah. I'm also like, aren't you scared? Like, I'm scared of able-bodied people in their teens now. Like, they could kill me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when they have the balls to be getting confrontational, I'm like, you do not have a lot of power to defend
yourself.
This
shows an arrogance of someone who has not gotten attacked enough in their life.
Yes.
And also, like, you're worried about my crinkly noises fucking up the play for you. You just ruined the first half of this play for me. Because now I'm worried that there's an unhinged lunatic in front of me, and I'm mad.
Yeah.
And I got yelled at.
Spit on the back of your head all day.
Yeah, and I got yelled at by somebody's fucking dad.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. See, fuck the age thing entirely. With that story, the train one, it's like New York has a huge influx of people who are the ones fucking up. And then having an attitude about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Like, what do you mean I'm being an asshole? Fuck you for me being an asshole.
Yeah.
That drives me insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do think there are a lot of older people who have this like idea that's like, you young people are fucking everything up. And it's like, by not letting you cut me in line.
Yeah. God, you don't have any idea how much of a comfort that's going to be, though, when you can just blame your bad life on young people in general.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
I can't wait to embrace the shit out of it.
Yeah, you're going
to
be.
Oh, I'm going to be a mean old lady.
Yeah.
Her.
Yeah, maybe we're just jealous.
You young people and your robot wives. Back in my day, I was just alone in my room festering.
Back in my day, I was buying my friends nudes for $15.
And they were mediocre at best.
I mean, it makes me feel good that you didn't think my nudes were trash because I look bad. It's because I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And that I appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a learning curve.
And now that we've talked about it, I realized that I was looking at them from like the female gaze.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, you look like cool and artsy and your body doesn't look bad. But if I was like a pig, you know, I'd be like, I don't want this.
Oh, I can't come
and
to
I should have told I should have known that when
I don't
you
want
sent
this
me
fucking
them.
Renaissance.
Because you sent me them for approval.
Yeah.
And I should have looked at them and been like, you need to show more ass and titty.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's we learn and grow.
That's the only way to do it though. You gotta go and make mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, the pig. It's been delightful.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being
me.
Here.
Okay, so we know about your. Let's give the special info again.
One more time. Albert's recording a special on October 7th.
Called Sleeper Agent. I'll be posting it all over the place.
It's called Sleeper Agent. It's at Wyckoff Terrace.
Yeah.
In Brooklyn, New York. And so if you're local, go see that.
And what's your Instagram?
You can follow me at Hot Young Albert. Yes. I have some really gross new stickers I'm going to be unleashing upon the world.
Hot Young Albert, dude.
Hot Young Albert and his piglets. We love them.
And I would argue that we're piglets.
Yeah, we are.
I would be honored if you would join my tribe.
I think we are.
Of the houses who follow the warthog.
Yeah.
There are plenty of times that Andrea and I send each other photos of you and we go, man, I love him.
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
It's true. We're piglets.
Fuck yeah.
Lizzie, right. Where can they find and follow you?
My Instagram is at Lizzie Cassidy, Lizzie with a Y at the end. And you can listen to my other podcast, Close Calls, which is a comedy podcast about near-death experiences.
Yes. Check us out at respectfully_pod on Instagram. We're posting clips all the time.
Great clips, by the way. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah,
they look really good.
We're getting in big fights. We love it. It's a good time. Get in the comment section.
Yeah,
share
we
it
do
with
fight.
A friend. We do fight. I fight more than you do, but I'm out here swinging. And what was I going to say? Oh, and now we're on Spotify, by the way. If you were waiting for the Spotify drop, we are finally fucking on there, thank God. So,
and also subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Don't just watch the videos. Subscribe. It helps us out a lot. So please subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Yeah. And write some comments. Write some reviews of the pod.
Yeah. If you like us, comment on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because it turns out most people who comment on YouTube are people who don't like
yeah,
you.
Yeah. It's a male platform. Yeah. It's a heavily male platform.
We need the girlies.
We need
the girlies to help us on YouTube.
And that's it, baby. Have a great night.
Bye.